Welcome back to the LWW Podcast. Our jobs are to review books so you can have a better and different view of the novel.
Today we will be reviewing the popular novel The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, written by C.S. Lewis. Our main point will be discussing the children's attitude and differences between the children throughout the book.
We will also be talking about how the children change from the beginning and the end of the book. First, let's talk about Lucy. She has a very wild imagination and tends to explore things that she shouldn't.
I really agree with this, Casey, because in the story, Lucy is the first one to go into Narnia and explore all by herself.
Lucy is really naive, and she trusted a random fawn named Tumnus who led her into a cave.
Even though Lucy is the youngest, she is one of the brightest and curious of the children.
Now let's talk about Edmund. Edmund is definitely the most selfish and the most gullible one. For example, in this story, the White Witch tricks Edmund that he would get all the Turkish delight in the world and would be the King of Narnia.
This pays off for the White Witch because Edmund has no problem trusting her and tells her where his siblings are, and Edmund gets captured anyway.
Okay, now a quick word from our sponsor. Casey, did you know that you can grab a Big Mac and a drink for just $1 at McDonald's?
No, I didn't. I'll make sure to stop by and get a delicious Big Mac on the way home.
Okay, welcome back to the LWW Podcast, where we will be continuing to discuss the children in the book.
After Edmund comes Susan, the second oldest to the family. She is an exceptional leader to the family and always makes the best decisions. Casey, how do you think Susan has changed from the beginning to the end of the novel?
She has changed the way she encounters situations. She used to go head-on, straight ahead, and try to figure out the problem, but now she thinks for a better solution for the situation or problem.
Susan is also very caring and always tries to help people in need, just like Lucy does.
Now let's talk about Peter, the oldest member of the family. He is very brave and likes to face the problem head-on. At the end of the story, Aslan, the true king of Narnia, crowns Peter as the new king of Narnia.
Casey, do you think Peter was the best choice as a new king of Narnia?
Yes, I do. I think that Peter was a good choice for king because he's very independent and is very reliable. He's also a very smart leader.
Now let's talk about the Lion King Aslan, who represents Jesus. One way he represents Jesus was when he was killed for protecting someone, just like Jesus did for our sins.
Another example Aslan represents Jesus was when he was resurrected from the dead and comes up to help all the statues.
Now let's talk about the White Witch. She wants to rule Narnia, and she represents the devil.
I agree with this, Xavier, because all she wants is greed and power. Well, that will be it for the podcast. Thank you for listening to the LWW Podcast. Be sure to check out our other videos on our channel.